Namaste to all. Good evening and welcome to Easy Ayurveda Gurukula, episode 52. So on behalf of Easy Ayurveda, so may I take the privilege of extending my cordial welcome to all the participants to yet another session. So today we have Dr. Mahesh MP with us. Dr. Mahesh needs no introduction. He has already given a couple of presentations on Easy Ayurveda Gurukula with some interesting topics. Today he's back with yet another interesting topic. On behalf of all our participants and Easy Ayurveda, team Easy Ayurveda, may I extend cordial welcome to the guest speaker of today's evening, Dr. Mahesh MP. Dr. Mahesh, namaste and welcome to Easy Ayurveda Gurukula.
Namaste to one and all. Sri Dhanvantraye Namaha.
Thank you, Dr. Mahesh. So, before Dr. Mahesh takes over, so let me give a brief introduction of Dr. Mahesh and also the topic he is presenting today that you can see on the slide as well. So Dr. Mahesh MP so has completed his Ayurveda and degree and also MD in Ayurveda. So currently Dr. Mahesh being a very good Ayurveda practitioner with very good knowledge of Ayurveda and also a very good teacher of Ayurveda. So doing multiple roles as a teacher and clinician, Dr. Mahesh MP is currently working as associate professor and head of the department of Roga Nidana at KJ Institute of Ayurveda and Research, Savli, Vadodara, Gujarat, Bharat. So Dr. Mahesh is also consultant physician at Baroda Ayurbhavan. So today, Dr. Mahesh will be presenting an interesting topic, which is already displayed there as the first slide, exploring Ayurvedic management strategies for Ardhava Bhedaka, which means which can be coined as migraine, a case study analysis. Without wasting any time, I would like to hand it over to Dr. Mahesh for his presentation. Dr. Mahesh, you can start presenting.
Good evening, all. Today, I'm presenting a case study our Ardhava Bhedaka or migraine. See, why I came with this presentation particularly today, it is remains a pertinent topic in the present era due to its prevalence and impact on the individual quality of life. Even with the advancement of research, there is a better understanding of its underlying mechanism. And there can be improved management strategies are coming, but still some factors are still unknown and what mechanism is actually triggering or so triggering factors, everything is told. Then additionally, which is having a growing recognition in the neuro as a neurological disorder. And we are putting some effort to understand in Ayurvedic perspective, as well as we will be definitely going to the modern aspect of it, this one. And worldwide, if you look on to mix, it is one of the third most prevalent medical condition, migraine, in the population, world population annually. The statistic, if you see, means almost 14.7% of the people who are suffering from this particular conditions. We'll move on to the presentation directly. We'll be discussing about the case, existing literature both in Ayurvedic and as well as modern perspective, and we'll be discussing regarding the treatment aspect. So we'll directly move on to the case presentation. See, regarding the patient description, a 43-year-old man present with a 20-year history of chronic headache attacks, which is characterized by intense throbbing pain, unilateral distribution, nausea, vomiting, sensitivity to light and sound, occasional aura. So despite of trying various counter medications, prescriptions, his headaches persist, occurring 1 to 2 times in a week, lasting for 1 to 2 days. And he has undergone almost all type of investigation. Even his MRI shows normal findings. There is no structural abnormalities. He has given with the tryptamines, group of medications, anti-emetics, and other preventive measures. lifestyle modifications and been told, and he has given with the proper education to triggering factors and how to identify and how to manage it. All those things he's tried out, and he came to our clinic. So on 6/11/2022, the date is very important because we have started the clinic on the same day. We can say that it was the first patient came to me on that day. So the patient came to the clinic with the complaints of severe one-sided headache since 3 days. Last 3 days he is having a severe headache with intense throbbing pain, vomiting sensation, vomiting, and sensitivity to light, sound, with the visual disturbances and tingling sensation. It is associated with lack of sleep, indigestion, sore belching, gaseous distension on abdomen. Coming to the history of present illness, he was apparently well before 3 days as such, we can say, and gradually developed with a severe one-sided headache since 3 days, with the intense throbbing pain, vomiting sensation, vomiting, and sensitivity to light. Light and sound, we can say, visual disturbances, tingling sensation, headache, occurring 1 to 2 times in a week, lasting for 1 to 2 days each time. So already he's a known case of migraine since last 20 years. The treatment history means our counter pain relief used to take prescription migraine medications like triptamine, preventive medications, beta blockers, and sometimes he also given with some anti-seizure medications also. That is partial relief with the medication is getting, but headaches persist and interfere with the daily activities. Regarding the family, all family members are said to be healthy and no such relevant history is available. His personal history, his diet is he's pure vegetarian. Comparatively, his Agni was Manda and Koshta was Madhyama, we can say. Nidra was Alpa Nidra due to the disturbances and headache. He doesn't have any addiction. His Malapravarti is normal. Mutra Pravarti 4 to 5 times a day. He is having a sitting posture work, rather more on computer. Nature of work, table work as such, we can say. Come to the general examination. The pulse was found to be normal, 78 per minute. Respiratory rate also found to be normal. BP was 130/80. Temperature is normal, 98.6 with the Fahrenheit. So general look, because when he came to the clinic with a severe headache, so he looks to be ill look. Weight is 88 kg, height is 168 centimeter, built was well built. Nourishment is we can say by his weight and height that he is obese. There is no cyanosis, no pallor, and no yellow discoloration or ictus. So the jugular vein and all is found to be normal. Neck artery, carotid arteries were normal. No edema, no clubbing, no phylonechia or thyroid gland. Everything is on general examination is not abnormal. Come to the physical examination. After sthana pariksha, nadi was vata kapha nadi and the rate was 78 per minute. Malapravarti, he is having occasional baddha malapravarti. Mutra was prakrita, there is no discoloration. Frequency is 4 to 5 times a day. Night occasionally pass one time. The 4 hours quartered and coloration was little whitish. Shabda was prakrita, sparsha is anushna. And the trick is white only, there is no discoloration. Akriti was madhyama. General appearance, he is normal in appearance. Vital signs were found to be normal. There is no tachycardia, hypertension or fever. Gastrointestinal, he was talking about the distension of abdomen and so belching, all these findings were there. Eyes ophthalmic physical exam findings, which is he is wearing spectacles, that he is having some distant vision. problems. So while using spectacles, it has found to be okay. Regarding musculoskeletal, he was having some arthritic issues before. Now it is under control and other systems were found to be normal. On 6/11/2022, we have started the treatment with Pratyakshadatriyadi Kashayam or Pratyashadankam Kashayam. We have given 15 ml BD before food. With that, Sudarshanam Guliga was given, Dhanundram Guliga, Avipatti Churan was given. With that, Chirabala 101, our external application, especially two drops each in behind the ears, on temporal regions and behind the neck also two drops we used to give for applications. After about 15 days, his headaches frequency, he was telling that little bit reduced, but still headache is persist. The frequency of headache is reduced actually. Abdominal distension was comparatively reduced. Sleep is slightly better, but still he was having disturbances. On 22/11/2022, again he came to the clinic. We have again given with the medications of Pratyashadangam Kashayam or Pratyakshadatriyadi Kashayam, Sudarshanam Guliga, Dhanundram Guliga, Chirabala 101 Avarti. And this time we have given with Shirastodha Guliga, which is mentioned in Sahasra Yoga. Shirastodha Guliga is, sometimes it is called as Valiyakarukta Guliga also. Which is to be two tablet, is a big tablet like the Marma Guliga. It has to be mixed with the milk and apply lepa or the forehead as such we can do. So it has been given. On next, after 15 days, again he came with headache. He had compared to before, he had one time headache in a week. So he used to get more and more attacks and sleep was getting better. Cashless dysfunction also he was okay with, and he was telling about the work stress is more. So again, after 15 days, we have given Rakshadi Kashaya, Sudarshanam Guliga, Dhanundram Guliga, Tripaladi Keram application for head has been given, along with Srigala Chirabala 101 hour external application, and the Gasmal tablet of Vaidyaratnam, which is nothing but a Tribhala with Eshada Basma, is given night one after food. Then after 15 days, he came with the complaints of times of headache last for a day. It used to continue for 3 days or 2 days more, but it is only one day it was there. There was a attack of headache once. Overall feeling is better. Eye pain also there on the left side. It was pulling type he was telling about. And sleep was also comparatively better than previous visit. So we have given this time with Pratyakshadatriyadi Kashayam along with Anutaila is also given as Marshanasya for 7 days. We have told. And Sudarshanam Guliga tablet has been given 1 BD. Dhanundram Guliga has been given 1 BD. Tripaladi Keram is also asked to continue with the Kshirabala 101 Navarti. And asked to take cumin, 2 pinch of the cumin seeds and coriander seeds slightly warm and keep. And 2 pinches add in 2 glass of water and boil it. And with a bearable hotness, very less heat he can have it whenever to act. It is a very good pitta shamana. So ask to continue that also. Again, next week he is comparatively better with his headache. Abdominal distension also he was not complaining. It is much better he was telling about. Sleep is comparatively better and no other complaints as such he was telling. But still the headache was persisting. So this time we have planning for some Shodhana treatment protocol. So on 14th, asked him to come with the treatment has to be started as such. And first day we have given with Amapasana Pragativati, 2 tablets and the Panchakola Fanda, 60 ml BD was given. On the second day, we have given Satya Virajana with Nimbambadadi Eranda, followed by Trifala Kashaya. 100 ml was given on empty stomach. That is specially prepared Kashaya has been given at around 7 a.m. And asked him to take on and off hot water or jeera water. Two pinch of jeera added into glass of water and boil it. And after boiling, off it and let it be comparatively cool. And it can be taken with mild hotness. So by that, he got almost 5 vegas of virajana on that day. And the next day, we have given the mukhapyanga with asana bilwadi taila, which is followed by svedana karma. And we have planned for mashanasya with anutaila. Almost 8 drops in each nostrils we have poured, and followed by the prayogika dhumapana, which is, that is, haridra and krida mixed in the bhakti is being prepared, and the dhumapana is being given. Chirotalam was given with brahmi churna, bala churna, and ashwagandha churna in shatapaka taila. Shatapaka taila is available with the sridhariyam, or we can, the almost similar ingredients are available in Dhanvantaram Thailam. It is also Sarva Vada Jipitisipant also. It can be given in case of the Vada aggravated headaches conditions, and it will be very good for that one. So it was been applied, the treatment protocols which is continued for 7 days, and internal medications like Dhanvantaram Guliga is being given, Madhipala Rasayana is being given 2 teaspoon BD, and Pathyashadangam Guliga is being given 2 BD after food. Rasna Surna for Shirolepa is also given. On last day, and that is on 10th day, patient advised to continue the medications of Madhipala Rasayana 2 teaspoon BD with water, and Pathyashadangam Guliga 2 BD after food to avoid apathy and triggering factors and all of these things, which is well explained. And the patient went, and after he was on call, and his medications were finished. So I asked to restart on 6th March 2023. I asked to restart with the Pathya Shadathyadika Shayam, again with the Sudarshanam Guliga, Dhanundaram Guliga, Tripala Adhikaram, and Chirabala 102 Navarti. On 23rd, almost after 2 weeks, he came to clinic. So he was feeling much better. There is no headache since after the treatment is being given, feeling better with abdomen. Then stress level of the patient is also very much, once the headache is reduced, he is more energetic, and he was not feeling that stress as such, he said. So that is the criteria. Later, he did not come to clinic as such on call. His conversation, he was telling that he is feeling better, but we were explained the triggering factors, what all the things which he has to avoid, pathyabathya, everything which we tell you, we will be going to on coming slides. Before that, we will be going through the existing literature. According to modern, what is migraine, we will see. Migraine is a complex neurological disorder or a disease. Approximately, we have discussed 1 billion people worldwide is suffering from these conditions. So it is a type of headache which is characterized by intense throbbing or pulsating pain, typically on one side of the head. It's often accompanied by nausea, vomiting, sensitivity to light and sound. Then migraine can last for hours to days. It is a debilitating disease, or it is impacting the daily activities definitely. And I told that is headache which is mainly characterized with moderate to severe pain and debilitating in nature. So typically the headache will be sometimes, even though it is talking about one-sided headache, sometimes it will be getting the bilateral side also, aching or dull pain, and incidental condition it is, and very shorter duration it will be, and it will be last for several days. In conditions with the headache and migraine, how we can able to differentiate is, the unilateral type of headache is more often we can see in case of migraine, and the typical throbbing pain will be there, and it is obviously it is a recurring condition, and it will be continue for longer duration and hours to days. Comparatively, if you look onto the normal headache, means sometimes headache comes after taking some medications or some easily home remedies, it will be relieved. It will not be stay for longer duration and all. But in case of migraine, it will be continuous. So, regarding experts, have not identified all the changes that happens with the brain. Actually, when the migraine occurs, what is actually happening with the brain? It is still a research topic, but multiple factors are thought to be involved. Migraine typically affects more women than men, often peaking during two phases of life, that is puberty and perimenopause stage. It can be lead to significant amounts of mental, physical, financial, medical and social personal burden when not properly addressed. So come to the causative factors. With migraine, there will be people with migraine experience sensory overload very quicker than those who don't have migraine. So we can say almost the rasakshaya lakshanas we can see in case of such conditions. Shabda sahishnuda and all it has been rasairaksham shoshugla and shabda sahishnuda it has been told. So such type of sensory disturbances more often we can see with the migraine patients. The causes, if genetics may be involved, hormonal imbalances may be there, traumatic brain injury may be having a triggering factor to affect this condition as such. So what are the triggers? We have talking about the triggers. So triggering is that most often people will be having photosensitivity or they will be having light sensitivity whenever there will be too much of light as exposure to sunlight. Is one of the factor we can say. So that also one of the triggering factor. Apart from that, some peculiar smell, some people are very reluctant with some peculiar smell, some people are very much even though jasmine smells good, some people will be having an irritant that will be feel irritant, and some peculiar scents or perfumes which will be having a peculiar odor and all, which will be a trigger in migraine headache as such. Apart from that, sound, excessive sound which will be causing triggering factor for the migraine. And some people will be with certain food substances, barometric pressure changes, environmental changes which will be affecting the condition, alcohol, lack of sleep. These all things, if you consider, means almost according to Ayurveda, means also if you look on to means all the pitta, rasakshaya, vada vriddhi, pitta vriddhi, kapha vriddhi, these all tridoshas are initiating by peculiar of this type of causative and triggering factors. See, we have already discussed external factors like weather changes, food, alcohol, smoking, sound, light. These are all external factors which will be trigger the migraine headache. Internal factors, mainly sleep disturbances. So always sleep hygiene and sleep pattern, right? Regular sleeping pattern and how to adapt it, that changes is very important while talking about the patient who is suffering from migraine headache. Stress is the most precursor. Now almost all the diseases are the most precursor thing is stress. Next is menstrual cycle, internal factor. There is a separate heading, you will get menstrual migraine, okay? You will get it, and hormonal shifts which will be caused by estrogen levels can trigger the high estrogen levels, trigger the migraine headache. There is a separate study there, and the medication overuse, over-counter medications, OTC medications and over-counter painkillers, all those things without knowledge or without any this one who is taking, that can be trigger such conditions. So coming to the pathology aspect, mainly the limbic system in the brain, hypothalamus and brainstem having a great role in causing the migraine headache, which causes the destruction in these areas, which leads to there will be mood changes, yawning, that is people will be having typical sleep up, that is apnea, that is air hunger, yawning will be there, food cravings will be there, and extreme fatigue will be also associated with this, because of these areas which is mainly getting affected with the people who are suffering from migraine session. Again, come to the prodromal period. Prodromal period, before the onset of the disease, we can see mood changes, yawning, food cravings, fatigue. It can be last up to hours to days as such. Then what has happened? That is, these things which will be creating the causes that changes the brain activity and blood vessels. About 1/3 of the migraine attack, which is associated with aura. Aura, which causes because of the wave of electrical activity passing over the outer layer of the brain, that is in cortex, there will be a electrical activity take place. Because of that, there is a aura is happening. Almost it may not be getting all the patients who is getting migraine. 1/3 of the patient who is suffering from migraine will be having aura. So will we see types of migraine without aura? At least 5 headache attacks plus following criteria will be there. Duration of the headache will be headache attacks lasting to 4 to 72 hours, untreated or unsuccessfully treated. So poor management is also one of the problem in condition with the migraine. At least 2 of the following headache characteristics, especially unilateral location, pulsating quality, moderate to severe in intensity, aggravated by or avoiding routine physical activity, that which will be trigger up the conditions as such. At least 1 of the following during a headache: nausea, vomiting, photophobia or phonophobia, that which we can see in case of migraine without aura. Let's see with the migraine with the aura. So one more of the following, that is fully reversible aura symptoms, that is visual, sensory, speech or language, motor area which will be get affected, brainstem and retinal changes also we can see in case of the person who is suffering from migraine with aura. At least 3 of the following, that is one aura symptom spread gradually over 5 or more minutes, 2 or more aura symptoms occur in succession. Each aura symptoms last around 5 to 60 minutes. At least 1 aura symptom is unilateral. At least 1 aura symptom is positive. Aura is accompanied by which is within 60 minutes by the headache as such. See, actually, we are talking about the aura. What is actually aura? This is the presentation the view of an artist. The visual and sensory area is mainly getting affected. The person who is having headache, he may be seeing like this. There will be vision will be getting affected. There will be different colors may be associated. The vision is partially affected, and there will be maximum of photosensitivity seen. This picture, which is typically we can take it as like this in our aura period, can be aura can be a disabling. For example, visual aura may be obscure most of the visual field. This is a typical depiction of an artist. See, actually, what is an aura? Aura is a sensory disturbance that often precedes the onset of headache, comes before starting the symptoms of migraine. Like our Purva Rubas are told in Ayurveda, this aura period, which is precedes after aura period, the typical migraine starts as it. Migraine headache starts as it. It typically lasts for 2 to 60 minutes and experienced by some people only. We have already discussed 1/3 of the people may get migraine with aura, but not all. It is thought to be caused by brain's electrical depolarization, we have already talked. So what changes? That depolarization, which will be happens in the outermost layer that is in the cortex, which causes the changes in the brain activity and blood vessels. There will be activation of inflammatory changes which will be happens with the trigeminal nerve. So the pathophysiology, if you look onto the migraine, it can be vascular pathology. You can see cortical depolarization changes, you can see, and inflammation changes also you can see. Especially vascular changes may vasoconstriction in the brain, which is causes an aura. Vasodilation in the brain causes the migraine. This is an old theory, but no long thought to be valid. So each and every day the research is getting improved in the aspect of the changes which has happened, the micro changes which has happened in the brain, and all is well studied. So treatment targets are these theories, mainly inflammation. Regarding the cortical spreading, depression, there will be depolarization, layer of depolarization in the brain, that which will lead to change in the metabolism, blood flow, neuronal function, trigeminovascular system activations. That is mainly the previous slide we have discussed about the trigemino nerve, which is getting activated, system is getting activated. Then comes to the inflammation theory, that is neurotransmitter released in migraine, that which will be cause the vasodilation, inflammation, migraine pain. So especially substances P, neurokinin A, and other inflammatory mediators are released when the person who is having the attack of migraine such. See, the neurotransmitter we have seen, and inflammation changes in the meninges, especially it is not meningitis, this meningismus is mainly seen in this condition. Come to the symptoms of migraine, especially unilateral headache, nausea, skin sensitivity. Most of the patients, the persons who is suffering from migraine will be having a skin sensitivity and vomiting. And there will be aura, which is associated with mood swings and excessive thinking, etc. Chintanam chati chintan. Next comes the four phases of a migraine. We have already discussed the prodrome phase, aura phase, headache phase, and postdrome phase actually. So prodrome phase, the hours to days prior to the headache, fatigue, nausea, irritability, mood changes, appetite changes, difficulty in sleeping, focusing, photo and phonophobia will be there, sound and light sensitivity. With aura, 5 to 16 minutes prior to the headache, the aura symptoms we can see. Visual disturbances, loss of vision, numbness, tingling sensation, weakness, giddiness or dizziness, speech changes, and we can say brainstem or also we can see in that condition. Next is the headache. The headache which will be last for 4 to 72 hours, typically unilateral, and moderate to severe pain, which will be throbbing type of pain, we can see. Light and sound sensitivity will be associated. Nausea, vomiting made worse with the movement. The person, especially those who have migraine headache, one more thing is being observed. Both if they are traveling in a car or bus, if they are using any mobile or laptop while traveling, especially either it can be in a train or in a bus, the body cannot be able to adjust with the body's movement as well as the sensory this one. So there will be severe sweating will be takes place. The person's BP may be come down. These all symptoms also seen as such. And postprone phase, 24 to 48 hours after the headache phase, following by the headache, there can be mood change, difficulty in focusing, concentrating, extreme fatigueness, and whatever the headache was there, that residue which will be continue, and there will be brain fog as such we can say, and extreme tiredness means the total he will be not able to concentrate or focus on doing something is very difficult in case of postpartum periodontitis. So next we are talking about this MOOC 4, that is migraine red flags when it is need an urgent attention. See, that is MOOC 4 means SNOOP 4, that is S which is related to systemic signs and disorders, N refers to neurological symptoms, O refers to onset of new or change patients, which is who is old or 50 plus year, and onset of thunderclap headache, very severe headache in Ayurveda, that is Vedanavat, like that in the test mentioned. P4 which refers to, there will be four symptoms which starts from the P, that is papilloedema, pulsatile tinnitus, positional, precipitated by exercise, and pregnancy. So, or pregnancy, these are the P4 which refers to. And other things which we have to, in case of systemic diseases, we have to rule out the immunocompromised, the symptoms of fever, chills, night sweats, altered mental status, loss of consciousness, focal neurological deficit if it is present any, or in case of onset, the change to the typical headache pattern, new headache in patients who is less than, who is more than 50 years old, whether the headache is abruptly started, which is go from no pain to severe pain in seconds, is very important. Or in case of that papilloedema pulsatile, the P4, we have to add any of the P is present or not, we have to see. Then we have to differentiate the conditions with meningitis, encephalitis, arthritis, inflammation of the artery, Lyme disease, and any immunocompromised diseases like AIDS and malignancy. And you have to differentiate with the stroke, ICH, etc., intracranial hemorrhage, malignancy, infection, etc. Temporal arthritis, because of the onset wise, if you have to, you have to see for temporal arthritis and malignant conditions. And pseudomotor cerebri, aneurysms, mass tumor, venous, sinus thrombosis, because most of the time carotid aneurysm is often will be having such type of headaches, and the person will be undergoing the treatment for migraine as for headache treatment. All of a sudden I have seen a patient who is having a headache for a period of time, and I have suggested to go for a further investigations and all, but he did not see, he went to another doctor. Suddenly he came up with the tosis, one night tosis is started, immediately has taken to hospital and taken the investigations. It was the carotid artery aneurysm or something, and immediately they have undergone surgery, and it has been completely recovered later on. So most of the time the diagnostic and differential diagnostic and investigations are more important. Next, whether it is a migraine or other type of headache. So each and every, there are different types of headache is mentioned. Migraine, tension headache, sinus headache, and cluster headache. This all which will be having a different pattern of pain and area localization of pain is different. So in case of migraine, one or both side of the head, which may be either on right or left side, which will be get affected. Duration will be 4 to 72 hours. Intensity will be mild, moderate to severe. In case of tension headache, either both sides of the head or neck is getting affected. 2 hours to days it will be, and mild to moderate pain. It will not become very severe pain in case of tension headache. Tension headache means just the completely wrapped and squeeze like pain which will be coming on sides of the temporal or neck region. And other is sinus headache, typically on frontal maxillary sinus area or in between the brows, the pain which will be more, and the face forehead between the eyes are the pain more over concentration. It will be last for days if it is untreated, and mild to severe pain in case of sinusitis also. Next one is a cluster headache. In most of the time it will be sometimes associated with the migraine, and sometimes it will be mimicking the migraine also, that is cluster headache. One side extending from behind the eye, behind the either and right or left eye, there will be pulling type of pain which will be feeling as such. It will be last for 30 to 90 minutes only, and it will be a severe pain condition as such. So now we'll be looking on to the Ayurvedic perspective. In Ayurveda, the special attention is being given to the head. It is Uttamanga, known as Shirasthana, and it is one of the Trimarma. So the most of the explanation will be getting Trimarmi Adhyaya. And it is considered body's one of the three vital organs housing the life force, that is Pranasthana. According to Acharya Charaka, the head refers to as Uttamanga is paramount, housing all the sense organs, indriyas, and so this is transmitted to sensory and vital impulses as rays emanating from the sun as such. Very beautiful simile is being given in case of by Acharya Charaka. Adhavedaga, the name which is given for migraine in Ayurveda, we can the correlating the word by word in naming. The nomenclature itself is says that Adhavedaga, the condition mentioned in Ayurveda, cause intense pain on the side of the one side of the head as such, affecting areas like neck, temples, eyebrows, eye, ear, and forehead. The pain is described as sharp pain to being cut. Vedanavat. Artha avabhedaka. Attacks occurs intervals of 10 days, 15 days, or a month. Without proper treatment, artha avabhedaka can lead to eye problems and ear problems like deafness or blindness as such. The migraine ranks as the second most common cause of headaches, impacting around 15% of women and 6% in case of men. It significantly affects the professional and social life, causing the health changes. So come to the lakshanas of Adhavedaka mentioned in three categories, that is site of pain, nature of pain, and associated symptoms, that is Arthashira, that is half-headed headache, pain as cutting by Shastra or Arani, Brahma Chakshushvaitu is associated. In case of Manya, the pain is, site of pain is in the Manya, that is either side of the neck, that it will be of breaking or Vedana or pain, Gandashvaitu, Netra area, that is getting affected. In between the eyebrows, todavat, that is pricking type of pain we can see. That is avapitana, dalana, skanda type of pain we can see. Next is on the shanga pradesh or temporal region. That is manthana, churning type of pain as such. Graha, there will be a complete overall pain will be there. And there will be difficulty moving the jaw also. And sometimes it will be, there will be akshi and lalata, area may there will be pain, frontal region and karna, the ear also, which will be getting affected in case of Adhavedaka. Come to the samprapti, samanya samprapti and the vishesh samprapti we can take into consideration. It is due to consumption of the food substance, that which will be commonly called for shiro rogas, that which will be leads to aggravate the vadadi dosha. See, in case of the Nidana concept as the entire Nidanas which is told for Shirorogas has to be considered, because what type of food substances or what type of activity or what type of sensations will be creating the issue for individual, it is different. So all the things we have to be taken into consideration, especially in daily life, what I'm doing is daily doing and what is triggering, he has to observe and we have to avoid. Nidana Parivartana has to be done. Further, there will be Vadadi doshas get aggravated. Further, we treat the recta dhadu or recta dosha, and the vessels of Shira Pradesha cause the different types of Shirorogas in Samanya Nidana, it is told. The etiological factors of Vada and Kapha dosha, which is vitiate and invade the half region of the head and which causes the formation of pain as is the Visheshan Samprapti which says. If you look on to the Samprapti, the Nidana Sevana, Ahara, Javigarajan, Manasika and Agam, all aspects we have to consider. the Visheshan of Tridosha, which will be takes place, goes from Sushira Pradesha, and Vishesh the Rakta Dhadu and the Thana Samshayato of Arthasira. Then, which causes the Arthavabheda Vasish. Upashaya and Anupashaya, the onset of Arthavabheda is sudden with regular intervals. Therefore, it is reduced by self, that is Swayam Shanti. Upatrava, Nayana Nasha, and Sravana Nasha is being told in case of complications of Shirorogas or headache, Shirochulaga has been told. And come to the probable diagnosis and differential diagnosis, we can take into consideration of Anandavada, Vadaja Shirashula, Adhimanda, that is, we can compare with the glaucoma, Shankhaka and Suryakvata type of headache also has to be taken to consideration. So all the affected part in these conditions all are Shira, because this is all which is associated with headache. And Tridosha, Anandavada is Tridoshaja type, and Vadaja Shirashula is typically Vada Visheshan. And there will be Adhimanda, which can be Vada Pitta Kapha, and the Rekta involvement is also there. And Shankhaka is also Tridoshaja plus Rekta Pradhana, and Suryavakta is also Tridoshaja. So according to the dosha involvement, the Nidana Sevana, which will be triggered the conditions as such. Come to the Chikitsa aspect, Andha Parimarjana, Bahir Parimarjana and Shastra Pranidhana Chikitsa. Andha Parimarjana is Snehana, that is Uttama Matra Sneha, Vamana Virejana, Niruha, Anvasana Basti and Nasya is being told. Bahir Parimarjana, again there will be Leba, that is different types of Lebas are there. Asana the Leba is there, and other Vedanga, Krishna, Krishna Taila, etc., which can be used. Dhupana, Prayogika Dhupavana, and Dhumapana is also indicated. Upanaha Sveta, Shirovasti, and Agnigarma and Shankha Pradesha, there will be Agnigarma is being done. Shiraveda is also more in practice with the Lalada Pradesha. Come to the Patyayana Avabahuga, Arthavabhedaka. That is diet which will be consuming old Krita. Purana Krita is very good for Shiroroga as well as Netraroga, as it's been mentioned. Purana Shali, Chastika Shali, Yusha. Yusha is different types of soups, milk, then Krita, etc., which is, can be used. Vegetables, Patola, Shikru, Vatsuka, Karavellaga, these all which is having a Pitta Pradhana and Mathura is being used. Fruit, mango, Amalaki, Dadima, Matulunga, lemon, grapes and coconut is indicated. Light, liquid diet, milk, oil, coconut water, panji, that is rice soup as if we can say, and takra can be used. Then medicines, Patya, Pushta, Bhringaraj, Kumari, Musta, Ushira, Karpura and Gandhasara, these all having in Chita Virya as well as Kafapitta, Shamana and Vada Shamana is also. Especially these things are very important, Apathya Sevana, that is Vegadharana, that especially sneezing, yawning, micturation, sleep, lacrimation and Purusha Vegadharana also. And unwholesome diets, consuming cooked and uncooked food together, impure water, curd, lassi, these all things are which is said to be not to take by the person who is suffering from Arthavabheda. Next, Apathya Vihara, that is even brushing is also said to be Apathya, and Divasapna is again which is a Kafapitta Vardhaka. So it should not be done as such. Next we will be talking about why we have selected the Patyaksha Dhatryadi Kashaya in case of this condition. Squada, which is a classical polyherbal formulation used for the treatment of cluster headache and all types of headache which we can use, the upper respiratory disorders, earache, even in Naktandhya is also mentioned. It is also called as Pratyashadangam Kashayam also. It's prepared from Haritagi Vipatiki Amlaki. Bhu Nimba is there. Haridra, Nimba, Guduchi is there. So, based on the phytochemical analysis, present alkaloids, flavonoids, tannins, sterols, and triterpenoids, saponins, glycosides, and marker compounds, which is there. And Tripala Kashaya was supposed to pacify the Tridoshahara property. And Pathyakshadadriyadi Kashayam is mentioned, especially in the management of Shiroroga. This Kashaya is having Ushnavirya ingredients. If you see, means it is Ushnavirya, Vata Shamaka, and which can be beneficial in case of Arthavedaka. As a disease has dominancy of Visheshna of Vada Pitta and Vada Kapha Dosha. So, clinical study which shows that Pathyakshadangam decoction of Pathyakshadadriyadi Kashaya, which will be very effective in case of management of Arthavedaka. Next, once I have given the Drakshadi Kashayam, especially this is mainly Manoha, so this vendor will be associated with stress. We can say more of Pitta initiation, which will be there in case of a person who is having a Morcha, Brahma, etc. So Manoha Srodhas to Kaam Karne Ke Liye, and this is the Shida Kashaya. It will be very good action on. Clinically, I also have got good result with the alleviating the stress. It is having a very good effect on it. So it will be helps reduce the anxiety, helps to improve the sleep quality, that is very important. Drakshadi Kashaya, and it will be mainly in Rogadi Varakusi, means that is Kilpodra and Yakrit. For that jaundice condition, it is mainly mentioned, but it will be having definitely on action on liver, and it will be definitely to re-establish the hemopoiesis in a very well manner. Aggravated Vada, Pitta, and it will be definitely reduce the inflammation level also, and it will be acting on Agni. And that is Rasavaha Srotas and Manoha Srotas, it is having a very good, especially in flatulence conditions, and have a very good action as such. Next, Anutaila. If you see the Anutaila, the major ingredients of Anutaila, Vidanga, Ishtimadhu and Devadaru. So it is having a, Vidanga is having analgesic, antimicrobial and antifungal actions, thus which will be helpful for the reduction of headache and prevents the secondary infection as such. Ashtimadhu is having a madhur rasa with guru and snigdha guna. That is a tridoshakara rasayana, which is helping building the immune system of the body. In Arthavedaka, the immune system rejoins with the resistance against the allergens. And it is also antiviral, anti-inflammatory, antimicrobial effects. Next comes to Devadaru. While talking about the drug Devadaru, there is almost all Vadahara Kashayams or medications are that Devadaru is one of the major ingredients if you look onto. It is very good antioxidant, anti-inflammatory, Kafanisaraga, Lekhana, Vasayana properties and Shodhagara properties. So in total, Anutaila is Vadakna, Brahmana and Snehana, and it is a Sukshma Srodogami. So Anutaila Nasya, which will be having very good effect on the chest, as well as Urtha Jatrogra Vikara, it is having a very good effect and will be re-established the circulation in a better way. So it is having a good effect on eradicating or alleviating the Arthavedaka symptoms as such. Now comes to the Aushadha Sevakam. It is being told in case of Shiroroga or Uttujatrugara Vikara, the Aushadha Kala is said to be Nishi. So while taking into the consideration of Aushadha Sevanagalas, there are some other factors also very important. Obviously, it is having a good effect on when we give the medications on Nishi. Why it is so, we will be just seeing. Indication is called to be Urtu Jatrugata Vikara. That is, we can say Sopna Kala or Ratri or at the time of sleep, or we can say that's why it is told to be nishi as such. Aushadha should be administered at the time of sleep. According to Ayurveda, one should go to sleep after digestion of the evening food. So vikala bhojana we can take into consideration morning and night. So what we are doing is night food is around 9 o'clock, 8 o'clock, it will not work. One who is has to go to sleep means before that the digestion of that food has to be happen. Hence the medicine should be administered after the digestion of evening food. Thus this become second andhara bhakta according to Hindu tika. And it is indicated in Urtra Jatra Kata Vikara. Urtra Jatra is the site of Pranavada. Thus medicine administered in this Kala act over the Pranavayu also. Vakra also explained Aushadha Kala including the Nishi. Here the Hemadri commenting on the same, all these Kalas are Shamana Aushadha Kala. This aspect has been highlighted. The relation between Kala and Aushadha is well established in our classics by our adults. So one thing is to be remember is nighttime Nishi medicine has to be given once after digestion of evening food. That is very important. The relation has been neglected nowadays. That is one of the things. So most of the time medicine is not only given in Nishi. It is having an importance is being given. That's why we are giving morning also. Sometimes noon also medicine is being given. Even in Jatra Uttagata Vikaras, even in Netra Vikaras also, the night time, the administration of the ghee or whatever the medication is given in the night time is having a prime importance. But it is also been seen that the both the time is also medicine is being administered. So while giving the Nishi, the medicine which is given in the night time, it will be utilized also that to optimum level. Vaishadya Hala will be important depending on the predominance of dosha, seat of the disease, frequency of attack. So in this condition, it is been mentioned as Nishi Aushadha is been taken. So the present case study which signifies the role of Nasya therapy and internal medicines, treatment of chronic migraine, all these things taken into consideration of the different herbal formulation is being administered, simple and effective treatment modality of migraine without any adverse effect. Because one thing is very important, Acharya is also told, if you given the proper treatment, means it can be very well subsided. If you are giving the poor treatment, it will be leads to the netra rogas or sravanendriya nasha, it can be take place the migraine without any adverse effect. So since this single case study can be concluded that there is a satisfying hope of suggesting the adequate management as safe and effective procedure for migraine or arthrogetic conditions. So we can say that headache reminds us of life's challenges, but with the right medicine, we can transform pain into strength with each dose as a step forward. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Mahesh. You can kindly exit the presentation and be available for a short discussion on camera. Well, so thanks to Dr. Mahesh for elaborate and exhaustive presentation on Ardhavabhedaka and vis-a-vis migraine and its clinical management. Very importantly, the case study was really interesting. The choice of medicines were also interesting. The logics behind using the medication, including the Anutaila, were stressed upon by Dr. Mahesh at the end of his presentation. Apart from that, apart from the case study, the disease was also detailed. It was a comprehensive study, a class of migraine, the modern aspects, including the aura and other things. And then coming to the Ardhavabhedaka itself in Ayurveda and the differential diagnosis, the interesting points to be made from the modern perspective and from the Ayurveda perspective. So overall, and finally concluding the points with some clarifications and also justifications of the medicines which were selected in the process. So that was really interesting. So Coming to some questions from the question box. Anjanaji has a question, Dr. Mahesh. Do you think that migraine is more related to Pitta issues? Is it closer to Pitta, closer to Vata, or what?
Obviously, Pitta having, see, it is a, she wrote, if you take into consideration of Artha or Vedaga in general, we cannot confine the treatment, or we can confine, we cannot take into consideration of only Artha or Vedaga or Vata facets. We have to take it as a whole. Whatever the conditions which is told, Suryavarta or Shambhaga or Anandavada, all this consideration take into consideration. If you look on to the modern perspective also, there is abdominal migraine is also been told. So, Sarve Rogadabhi Mandagno, that has to be taken into consideration. Those who have with migraine do have the Anoha Srodha Dushti. So, where there will be Pitta, Santushti maybe takes place, that's why this sunlight, exposing to sunlight, it will be having a direct or indirect effect onto the Pitta to get aggravation. So there will be vascular changes which will be takes place. It is told there will be sudden constriction and relaxation of vasculature which will be causing the aura period and the headache to cause as such. So in such conditions, Pitta definitely do have a involvement. Not only Pitta, there will be Tridosha is equally. And so it is not a complete, if you ask me, it is completely, there are many statements we can say throughout the social media and everywhere that migraine can be relieved within a single dose of medicine sandal. I don't think so. If it is so, means so much of dose of medicines which is put on the surface of this passage. So there are improvement and well-managed conditions. By understanding the triggering factors and positive factors and irritants are very important. I suggest always the patient who are having such headaches, don't expose her to sunlight. If you want to go, or it is an unavoidable situation, keep a proper branded goggles so that it can be. And even sometimes some sort of pressure thing, see, in normal headache, I cannot say that it is on the attack of migraine, it can be some pressures on the temporal side sandal, it will be giving some relief, that pressures changes or kapha shiro purnatva stages can be relieved well in such condition. That's why the Kshirabala 101 Avarti, I used to ask the patient to apply, take the two drop and apply behind the ear and apply behind the neck as well as the temporal region. That too should be helpful for to the circulation. Kshiran Bala will be definitely having a neuromuscular action as such. There will be Bala is there, Kshira is there, it is a Pitta Vadahara. There will be definitely having neuromuscular as well as relaxation properties. That's why this Kshira Bala 101 Avarti and all, if it is applied on the forehead and temporal region, immediately the person will be start feeling relaxed and he will be getting a good sleep also.
Thank you for that elaboration, Dr. Mahesh. That was exactly my question. So what was the logic behind using Kshira Bala Avarti? So I would have anyhow asked. Thanks for answering that. Wonderful. And Trifaladi Keram also you had preferred there, Dr. Mahesh. And Kshira Bala Taila Avarti also. Like both mixed together or both separately, where to apply Kshirabala, which?
Kshira Bala 101 Avarti, which should be combined at 10 ml bottle.
Yeah.
So, one, two drops only, it has to be applied only in the night time, because it will be sometimes induce sleep also. And the Trifaladi Keram for general application, that is a Tridosha Hara, actually it will be having a very cooling effect also. So, especially where there will be a Pitta Rakta Vigara and the Vada and Pitta Vriddhi and all, it means it will be well. Even Asadeladi Kera can be used in case of such conditions. Not only Trifaladi, according to the constitution and person's condition, we can change the oils. It should not be too much creating like Lakshadi and all, it may not be work over here. So Tulasiadi Garam is also good.
Yeah, makes sense. You any specific reason for preferring Keram and not Thailam?
Usually in the practice of Kerala, usually Kera Thaila is always applying on the head. Apart from the those who are accustomed with the Thaila, it is good. And especially in the winter time and all, the Kera Thaila, which will become very, it will solidify. in such conditions, Tyler can be applied. Tyler, after application of Tyler, there will be a stickiness, maybe moreover it can be seen. So that's why moreover it is preferably for head delta has been care Tyler with stickiness.
Since we are discussing the difference, Dr. Mahesh, many of our participants may not be knowing the exact difference between Keratailam and Tailam. Can you differentiate it in few words?
In Keratailam, basically the base which is using is coconut oil, but in Taila, that is Tilataila is being used.
Sesame oil will be
used. Sesame oil.
Okay. So thank you for that clarification. So interesting choices there, Trifaladi Keram and also Kiravalavarti, the application which also helps as coolant. One is helping as coolant, another on neuromuscular things, and also like a balm. So multiple combination along with the medications. So interesting choices here. Seeing that, very importantly, you also explained beautifully about the aura. So what exactly it means, and also the importance of aura and triggers in management of migraines or the Ardha Vedaka. So it's quite a bit easy for the patient to identify that the disease, like you also mentioned, the Purva Rupa, the prodroma, like with practice. So getting accustomed and very good bonding and friendship with the disease, probably in migraine is one condition where person learns that I might get an attack in few minutes or half an hour or 1 hour, and equip himself or herself for that.
Actually, see, most of the time patients coming with a self-diagnosed condition that I am suffering from migraine like that. But most of the time is, if you consider examining the Kosha Pariksha and all, means most of the time he is suffering from severe gastritis. So what has happened means these people are not taking the proper food at times, especially in the morning time. Those who are office, they will be rushing to the office in the morning time. They will skip the breakfast. So they might have taken at night 8 o'clock the dinner. Afterwards, they will be taking the lunch at 2 o'clock. So what will happen? The irregular timings. One is Vada Vrithi which will be taking place, as well as Pitta. There will be acid secretions which will be happen. It will be coming to the mucosal surface of the stomach, and it will be irritate the vagus nerve. That will be trigger the gaseous distension. The person feel to take so much of water. Then after taking that food, you will not be able to take the food acids. The next step will be again irritation, the same vagus nerve irritation, it will be cause the severe headache acids. Then once after omitting out all these secretions, he will be feel comfort. Most of the time, which will be as similar to the migraine also. So most of the time, the gastric headache can be considered as migraine. And so once if the proper digestion and the abdominal issues address means his headache is very well managed.
Well, thank you, Dr. Mahesh, for beautifully answering that particular question. And suppose if the patient can identify, just like in aura, that in an hour or a couple of hours, I may get a headache. There is a sensation, there is a feel. What are the first aids? Like a person working in an office like setup, suffering from migraine, and also might here and there expect the episodes to come quickly, what the person can carry in his bag to the office, be equipped so that quickly the condition can be managed, if not the regular medications.
So, usually I used to ask the patient with such condition to keep the Sudarshanam tablet with them. Sudarshanam is, in such condition, it is very good, along with one that to Dhanvantaram Kuliga also. So Vadana Lomana has to happen, and the Sudarshana is also very quickly acting whenever the person is starting. So even in whenever the migraine start, before migraine start, some people will be over salivation, some people will be getting some sort of heaviness of the head, or they will be feeling some uneasiness. The sensory, they are not very comfort with the sensations, especially if they are watching someone. So they feel to have, they feel I want to rest for sometimes, or just keep, if it is seen to the computer, means just close it and relax. Then most of the time, and if it is moving, means just stop and sit properly, and the proper ventilation means most of the time this can be addressed, but not always.
Okay, thank you there, Dr. Mahesh. Beautiful tips, carrying Sudarshanavati and also Dhanvantram Gulika, so that definitely So we'll be acting like an emergency kickoff whenever they're needed. So anyhow, they're regularly on medications that can be taken care of. And then Kalavati ji had a question here. Is there a general treatment of hormonal migraine in perimenopause? Any quick tips there? Seeing just you can give quick tips since we are running out of the time.
See, most of the time these things, the triggering factors, we have to see for the triggering factors, the basic causative factor for the problem, and the basic cause has to be addressed. Most of the time it can be well managed, and there is no specific particularly hormonal imbalances causing this. The problem means that has to be corrected, then only we can able to address the migraine well. For that, that particular the remedies or the treatment with a very eminent physician you have to consult and can take the treatment.
Absolutely. Thank you there, Kalavati ji. I have also provided the link there for hormone related and menstrual related headaches, an article available with EZ Ayurveda. You can read there. A brief management also has been given. Seeing that the menstrual cycles are also monitored by Vata itself, the Apana Vata. So here the basically the correction of Apana Vata should be done. It can be treated on the basis of Vata Jashira Shula or Pitta Jashira Shula or even Ardhava Bedaka, Kshaya Jashira Shula, Raktaja Shirashula, Raktavruta Vata. So many conditions can be considered in the menstrual headache or the hormonal migraine. And senior professor S.N. Oja sir, who is not with us, used to tell that hormones are Vata Dharmiya. So the entire hormonal functions are similar to the functions of Vata, or functions of Vata can be put into the category of hormonal functions. So basically control of Vata will come into the question here. And the rest of the part, Dr. Mahesh has beautifully answered the question. And then does the marma therapy work in case of migraines? Kalpana ji asks, marma therapy, any idea? So any inputs there?
Actually, I don't have much idea regarding that. It may have a effect if with the proper marma vaidya, if it is addressing this.
Thank you, Dr. Mahesh. Again, Anjana's G's question was that please give us the reason for of the choice of medicines. I think he has explained the mode of action at the end of his presentation. I think this question was posted before Dr. Mahesh explained that. So that's been answered. And yeah, regarding marma therapy, the specialist of marma therapy can give a precise answer. So which marma shall be handled and other things. If I'm not wrong, around 37 marmas are there in the Chaturdhva. So above the level of neck. And also the head, so many marmas are there. So which marma should be targeted and how are the things? Even our nasya also will work on the marmas, and also the talam, what Dr. Mahesh mentioned, the shirovasti he mentioned, everything and acts on the marmas itself. So that's a big concept. So I think some marma specialist should be well there to answer that. So I too don't have a plenty of knowledge or approach in terms of marma therapy, and that was a frank reply by Dr. Mahesh as well. Thank you, Kalpana ji there. And Kalavati ji's question, instead of Anu Taila, is Shadbindu Taila also used in management of migraine? While appreciating your presentation, Kalavati ji comes with this question.
See, Nasya Karma, basically we are using Anu Taila, Shadbindu Taila, Kumkuma Adhikrita, then apart from that, Shirisha Apamarga, Bitalavana, Shaliparni Swarasa, and Nirgundi Patra Swarasa, Saindhava Grita. These are all things which can be direct different elaborative explanation is given in Charangadhara Sangeeta, Ashtanga Hridaya, Ashtanga Sangraha, Yoga Ratnagara. We will be getting Yoga Ratnagara. Snehapana with the Grita is called Sthanika Sneha, is called Sthanika Sneha Sveda, is also Snigdha Ushna Bhojana, is also. See, apart from that, if you look onto the Ashtanga Sangraha, there will be Shirisha Mula and Bhala is told for Nasya as such. So Kumkumadi Krita is been given for Nasya. That is also, we can see in Suryavata Chikilsa, if you see, means the Avapetana Nasya is also being told, especially with the Shirisha Mula, Bhala, Vamsha Mula, Karpura, Vacha, Pippali. Those are, there are different explanations which will be available regarding the Nasya. Nasya is one of the best and best result we can get accordingly properly if you do the nasya with mukhabhinga, prayoga dhugapana, kavala, etc. The proper nasya if you do means definitely you will get the exact result which is told by acharyas.
Thank you for elaboration, Dr. Mahesh, once again. And there are some participants who have really given their wholehearted appreciation coming your way. Danya ji, Pradnya ji, Kalpana ji. So if I missed anybody, kindly excuse me. Nalini ji also has given some appreciation. While a couple of questions before ending the session, Pradnya ji's question, in your experience, can severe sinusitis lead to migraine or neurological headache? Keep it simple, Dr. Mahesh. So
yes, usually the sinusitis also which will be give rise to the infections. Sinusitis, which is nothing but the air filled space which will be having the mucus dislodgement, and it will be getting to infected, that which will be causing the inflammation changes and creating headache, but moreover giving pressure, that pressure which will be creating the nerve pinching or the related issues, and sometimes the even the glaucoma condition, adhimanda, that which will be given. So this all which if you see means the avarana concept, we can give elaborative and secondary manifestation of the diseases as such. We say in migraine also we have seen there will be mainly that outer layer is getting inflammation changes which will be taking, which will be activating the trigeminal nerve as such. So that which will be creating the problem. So underlying issue is addressed means this will not be getting to the next stage or upadrava. So secondary manifestations may happen. We cannot say that it will not be happening, but definitely we have to correct time. If the patient is coming at the right time, whatever it is the right time for him, you have to start the treatment accordingly based on the avastha and condition of the patient.
Thank you there, Dr. Mahesh. And any particular oil in your experience to be applied on vertex, like head, regularly in case of migraine cases, regular application of oil in migraine over the head? Danya ji.
Yeah, it can be Asana Eladigera you can use, and Tribaladigera you can use, Tulasiadigera you can use. So this Abhyanga and all is not only indicated when there will be a problem. It is in Dinacharya, it is told that Abhyanga has to be done every day. So if it is
Abhyanga, Abhyanga is never complete without Shirobhyanga and Padabhyanga. So that's norm. Thank you there, Dr. Mahesh. And I think this is the last question we'll be taking for today. Ankita ji's question. A person having high BP, looks like a small case here. You can answer it quickly. A person having high BP feels heaviness in the neck and occiput region for the next 3-4 days, even though the BP is brought under control with medicine. So basically, patient of high BP, hypertension, within 3-4 days, the BP was brought under control, but patient started feeling heaviness in the neck and occipital region. Can you please share your inputs on this? Maybe Ankita ji wants a quick remedy. So like what can be done here?
So rather if the basic thing is being addressed and it is not reducing, means further to go for an investigation, it is better to rule out the underlying issues. If there is any other changes in the arterial level or neurological changes is there, means we have to see. Even sometimes the same thing which we can see in case of nerve pinching of cervical spondylotic and spondylitic changes, we can see as such. So that has to be ruled out. And even there is a condition called as BPPV, that is benign paroxysmal positional vertigo. So we can Brahma Chikitsa, that is Rakshadika Shayandol, up to some extent it will be having a good action over there. Before going to that, the proper investigation is sometimes very much needed in such conditions.
Absolutely, that is the key. So we need to dig into the details when something is not responded, not only migraine, any other health condition which is not responding to the medications or conventional line of treatment. Our job is to explore deep and try to find out whether there is a big demon in the backdrop. So that also needs to be addressed. So the Pradhana Vyadhi and also the Upadravas has Dr. Mahesh was telling. So we need to analyze. So whether the condition is a complication or a big problem itself or some sequel of some problem, lot more things to do there. So that is where our pariksha examination in detail comes into the question. Thank you there, Dr. Mahesh. And again, Ankita ji's appreciation and a few more appreciation from research team, Pradnya ji and Jai Raghu ji and also Sana ji. Thank you for all your appreciations coming into the way of Dr. Mahesh, and why not, he has given such a very interesting talk and also a very good presentation taking all the questions. And where can we assess, when can we assess the recording, Kalpana ji? So I think as soon as our editing team completes the editing, so it can be available on Teachable. So thank you there. Since we have come to the end of the session, I personally had a couple of questions. I think we are running out of time. So next time when we meet Dr. Mahesh, we can bring those questions for further discussion. So for time being, for a very, very interesting presentation, very detailed presentation of the migraine and Ardhava Vedaka. So if you are an Ayurveda student, you will be enriched with what Dr. Mahesh has presented. Along with the case presentation that gives authenticity to Ayurveda, we need not prove Ayurveda, so it is time tested. So, but it proves that with skillful application of medicine, diet also he has mentioned, and almost everything, if it is comprehensively handled, and very importantly, any disease seen through the Ayurveda lens and handled in a very effective way with the right choice of medicines, with reasoning in the backdrop, will give fantastic results, be it migraine or any other condition. For coming over Easy Ayurveda Gurukula platform time and again and presenting wonderful cases and also the perspective of Ayurveda and modern diseases, including today's migraine, and even for the future presentations, what Dr. Mahesh will be coming to our Easy Ayurveda Gurukula platform on behalf of all of us and team Easy Ayurveda. So may I extend a heartfelt thanks to Dr. Mahesh. Dr. Mahesh, thank you so much for your wonderful presentation.
Thank you, sir.
So, and on behalf of Easy Ayurveda, once again, so heartfelt thanks to the wonderful audience. You people have been, I've been telling this in every episode, so wonderful, so that, so we have run 25 minutes ahead of our presentation time. So that is very important that you people be here and make these discussions comprehensive, interesting, and also with your questions. So that makes the sessions meaningful, and we carry a lot of things from each and every session. Thanks for being, thanks for standing till the end of the session every time and being a part of Easy Ayurveda healthy discussions. So going in a positive way. Thanks to all our participants once again. Guru Bodha session will be coming up this particular Sunday with Dr. Guraja sir and Dr. Hebbar sir and myself, of course. And next Wednesday, coming up with yet another new resource speaker with yet another topic, interesting topic, where we will all assemble. So all our participants will be here for yet another interesting discussion. So let's wait for next Wednesday until we assemble the next Wednesday. Loads of love, big thanks, and namaste from Easy Ayurveda. Do take care. Keep your health upright. Thank you. Namaste.